Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today.
And so will your knowledge of cars. Now, what gets a car going?
Fuel. Okay, so now what if your car doesn't need fuel?
Then it's probably an electric vehicle, and you need to charge the car. So what do you use?
You use a cable or wire to charge it, right? Well, today we're going to find out about a different way to charge your electric vehicle.
So, open your magazine and let's get started.
Wireless car charging is coming. Get ready for the next step in transportation technology. We landed a big fish. About as big as it gets, said Eric Geiler, the CEO of wireless EV charging company, Wytricity. In addition to Toyota, the company is also the wireless provider for the Infiniti version of the Nissan Leaf, the LE. Imagine driving your car into the garage and having it instantly start refueling without you having to do a thing. Now consider the possibility of, instead of plugging in your smartphone to recharge it, simply dropping it on a pad. That's the promise of wireless charging, which is finally getting commercialized.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天文章的第一个重点，我们来看 EV 这个缩写的名词。E 是指 electronic, E-L-E-C-T-R-O-N-I-C。意思是指电子的或者是电子操控的。V 是指 vehicle, V-E-H-I-C-L-E, 意思是指车子。所以 EV 就是指 electronic vehicle, 也就是电动车。另外还有用到 electronic 的名词，还有 electronic drums, 是指电子鼓，或者是 electronic news, 电子报，或者是 electronic music, 是指电子音乐。接下来我们看的是 commercialize 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 commercial 商业的这个形容词，所以动词 commercialize 是指使商业化或者是使商品化。例如 The research team's new invention was commercialized and made available in drugstores. 这个研究团队的新发现被商品化之后可以在药局都买得到。或者是 The young man's idea was commercialized on the internet and he's now a millionaire.这个年轻人的点子在网络上成为商品，他现在是位百万富翁。
Thanks, Michelle. Well, here we read, the title of our lesson says, Wireless Car Charging is Coming. So let's think, what are some other kinds of things that are wireless?
Well, I'm sure you could think of some. Mm-hmm. I think of maybe Bluetooth accessories or Bluetooth earpieces.Maybe if you like to play video games, some of those game consoles are wireless. You don't have a wire connecting you.
That's true. And also, there are some guitars and basses. Or what about the mouse on your computer? I'm pretty sure that's probably wireless as well.
Well, some mouses can be wireless. Now, what is wireless car charging? Let's find out. Our lesson says, get ready for the next step in transportation technology.Well, what does get ready for mean here? Does this mean you need to be prepared for the next step?
I think that you're onto something. Yeah, so when it says get ready for the next step in transportation, it's telling us to be prepared for something new, something big is about to happen.
And our lesson says we landed a big fish about as big as it gets, said Eric Geiler, the CEO of wireless EV charging company,Wytricity.
So let's talk about some of these words that you mentioned. Land and big fish. What does it mean to land something?
Well, here, land is directly related actually to fish. Because if you're fishing and you catch and pull in a fish, you can say that you landed it. Do you land lots of fish when fishing?
Oh, I actually love to fish. I don't really have too many opportunities to fish, but...Hey, that's a good question, so I don't really land too many fish when I fish. But big fish, why are we talking about fish or, yeah, fish in general in this lesson?
Yeah, because it's about cars, right? Well, because one meaning of big fish is something that is powerful or important. So, of course, we're not actually talking about a fish like this one. But we're talking about something big and important, something that can make you a lot of money and maybe change the way people think about this market, the car market.
So let's talk about this other word, EV. What is an EV?
Well, it's an electric vehicle. So, of course, when you see these words now, there are more and more electric vehicles coming out. They are called EVs. You can just call it an EV.
That's right. Well, here in our lesson, it says, in addition to Toyota, the company is also the wireless provider for the Infiniti version of the Nissan Leaf, the LE. So, in case you're wondering, LEAF, L-E-A-F, stands for Leading Environmentally Friendly Affordable Family Car. But what about the letters for Infiniti, L-E?
Well, the L stands for luxury, so luxury first, and then E, electric second. Now, what about this company, Y-tricity? Let's watch this video and see what kinds of things they do.
That was definitely a really awesome video. Well, let's continue with our lesson. It says, imagine driving your car into the garage and having it instantly start refueling without your having to do a thing. Well, there's actually another way that you can start the sentence. What might that be, Gabe?
Well, actually, I could think of maybe a couple ways, but one phrase I think of is picture this. So we see the word imagine, but you can also say picture this, and then you put a colon. Picture this, and you want someone to start imagining a situation. Now, these are good phrases to use to narrate or to tell stories, too.
Now, why does the word refueling have quotation marks around it?
That is a good question. That's because electric cars don't need fuel, of course. But we can use this word here because we're more used to traditional cars that use gas. And the idea of refueling is the same as recharging.
Yes, and let's go see Liz in the grammar gym right now.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the grammar gym. Here's our grammar tip sentence for today. Imagine driving your car into the garage and having it instantly start refueling without your having to do a thing. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, without your having to do a thing. This phrase means without needing you to do anything. So today's sentence just means, imagine that you're driving your car into the garage and your car instantly refuels on its own and you don't have to do anything. Use this phrase without someone's having to do a thing when you want to talk about how someone or something can do something by themselves and you don't need to do anything at all. For example, in many airports, there are automatic check-in machines. You don't have to wait in line and show your travel documents to anybody. Just push the buttons on the machine and you're checked in. So we can say, these automatic machines can check you in without your having to do a thing. Or let's say you've noticed how a very young child has learned to get ready for school and doesn't need your help. So you can say, the child can get ready for school by himself without my having to do a thing. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, well, our lesson says here, now consider the possibility of Instead of plugging in your smartphone to recharge it, simply dropping it on a pad. Well, what is a possibility, Rebecca? What's this word mean?
That's a great question. So when you think of the word possibility, it's something that you wish could happen or something that you wish could possibly happen.
That's right, something that might be possible. Now, when can you use this word? Well, think of all the possibilities that you can do in your life, or the things that you can do in your life. Or what's another way you could use this word?
Do you think this could be a possibility? I wish traveling back in time were a possibility.
Okay, well, there's many different ways you can use this word. Use it in English, of course. Now, we're talking about this car charging, this wireless car charging, and about dropping your smartphone on a pad. Do we really mean dropping, like you drop something onto the ground?
I'm not sure that we're actually talking about dropping something. A better word might be placing or setting, mm-hmm. but drop is okay too. It's just a little bit more informal. So when else do we use this word informally?
That's a good question. I can think of many instances. Maybe drop on by my house when you're free. We can hang out.
Or many people drop the kids off at school on the way to work.
Okay, so there are many different ways to use that word drop informally. Well, our lesson says that's the promise of wireless charging, which is finally getting commercialized. What is the promise here, Rebecca?
Not having to plug in your electric vehicle to recharge it. That's a pretty good promise. And we still have so much more to learn right after this. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. And we sometimes learn about cool new technology. Today we're learning about wireless car charging and how it may be coming pretty soon. Witricity is an EV charging company that promises cars will not have to be plugged in to charge. Well, let's learn more about what they promise now.
Wireless car charging is coming. Flexibility. According to Geiler, Toyota will begin working on installing Witricity wireless charging into its cars next year. Witricity's approach is magnetic resonance, Geiler explained. Its biggest advantage is not needing precise alignment between the transmitter on the ground and the receiver on the car. That's a big advantage for car makers, who have been exploring ways to ensure that drivers can line up with the pads. If you can park without hitting the garage doors, you're going to get a charge with our system, Geiler said. You have a lot of flexibility, both in the sideways direction and also vertically.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 transmitter 这个名词。 TRANS 这个字首有越过的意思, 所以 transmitter 是指发射器或发报器。 例如, the radio transmitter was damaged, so it's making a lot of strange noises. 收音机的发报器坏掉了, 所以发出了很多奇怪的噪音。 它的名词是另外相关的名词是 transmission, TRANSMISSION, 在明天的课文中会提到,意思是指传输或传动。 例如, the transmission of the virus is through the air. 这种病毒的传播是透过空气。最后我们看的是 vertically 这个副词, VRT 这个字根有转变方向的意思, 所以 vertically 是指垂直的或者是直立的。例如, the bricks were stacked vertically against the wall. 这些砖块垂直的靠着墙壁叠好。它的反义词是 horizontally, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L-L-Y, 意思是横底或者是水平底。 例如, the tulip bulbs were planted horizontally in front of the lilies. 水仙花前面种了一排横的郁金香。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, well, the heading for this section is flexibility. Now, what does flexibility mean here for our lesson?
Well, according to our lesson, it means not having to stick to strict guidelines. But can flexibility be used in other ways too? Can people be flexible?
I think so. Yeah, Rebecca, people should be flexible. Actually, that's one of the first things that you're asked if you want to come and work at Studio Classroom. Rebecca, does someone ever ask you, are you flexible? Or tell me about your flexibility.
Absolutely. That was one of the first questions I was asked when I applied for a job here at Studio Classroom. People asked, Rebecca, can you be flexible? Mm-hmm. And of course, I said, of course, I am more than happy to be flexible.
So that means that you're willing to change your plans at the last minute sometimes, and that certainly happens here. Well, our lesson continues. According to Geiler, Toyota will begin working on installing Witricity wireless charging into its cars next year.
So this phrase, according to, when do you think that you might use this phrase?
Well, when someone said something, you would say according to this person and then say what they said. So this is what Geiler said, that this thing about Toyota. Now, you could also use this phrase in other ways. According to Bob, that restaurant is the best in the neighborhood.
So basically, when someone says something and you are basically saying what that person said, you can say according to and then say what they said. Well, let's continue on with our lesson here, which says, Witricity's approach is magnetic resonance, Geiler explained.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I usually think of a magnet like the one in this picture right here. But what is magnetic resonance?
Well, in the medical world, perhaps you've heard of MRIs. That stands for magnetic resonance imaging. And it's helpful for investigating your health and diagnosing diseases.
Interesting. But we're talking about the car world today, not the medical world.
I know, but magnetic resonance is useful in many areas. It is a physical phenomenon. For charging cars, it could be called magnetic resonance coupling, or MRC for short. This is because couple, as a verb, means to bring two things together to work together.
Well, this really is fascinating, learning about magnetic resonance and how this works with cars. Well, our lesson says its biggest advantage is not needing precise alignment between the transmitter on the ground and the receiver on the car.
So that's what flexibility means for wireless car charging. You don't need to be aligned exactly over the transmitter. But I have yet another question. What is the relationship between a transmitter and a receiver?
That is a good question. Often you see these words together. The transmitter transmits or sends out waves, and the receiver receives those waves.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, let's continue on in our lesson. It says, that's a huge advantage for car makers who have been exploring ways to ensure that drivers can line up with the pads. And if you can park without hitting the garage doors, you're going to get a charge with our system, Geiler said.
Well, excuse me, but who hits their car on the garage doors while parking, Rebecca? I mean, if you're a good driver, you won't hit the doors, right?
Well, Gabe, basically what he's saying is that if you're a normal driver, you're going to be able to charge with this system.
Okay, all right. So if you're a normal driver, then this should be easy for you to use. Well, let's join Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud as they talk about slurred words.
What changes when a language is spoken as opposed to when it is written?
Lots of things. For example, when a language is spoken, we usually see the speaker's facial expressions and body gestures. We can hear the speaker's tempo and tone of voice, all of which add meaning to what's being said.
Okay, spoken language is more informal too. Sentence structures change, grammar rules are relaxed, and words get slurred. Why? Because it saves time and effort.
As an example, let's look at the two words going to. When we talk, going and to often get slurred together, as in this sentence. If you can park without hitting garage doors, you're going to get a charge with our system. Did you hear it?
Listen carefully, and you'll also hear English speakers say lotta instead of lot of, wanna instead of want to, and gimme instead of give me.
And what are you, when spoken, gets slurred into whatcha, as in whatcha doing after class.
Slurred words aren't usually taught in the classroom, but you should be aware of them and train your ear to listen for them, because English speakers love to slur their words.
Spoken language 是口语， written language 是书写语，两者有相当多的差异。最大的差异莫过于 spoken language 比较 informal, 非正式。比如说口语的句型结构跟文法都比书写语松散，而口语的发音跟书写语所拼的字往往会有很大的出入。这是因为口语发音是省时省力的结果。像 going to, 口语的发音呢会变成 gonna。want to 这两个字往往会连在一起读作 wanna。另外 give me 常常读作 gimme。what are you doing? 口语时常常变成What you doing? 这些发音我们在课堂上通常不会学到，也许我们也用不上口语的发音，但因为这是很多美国人习惯的发音，因此我们最好能够了解口语的发音，才有助于我们的英文听力。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Steve and Ken, I want to thank you guys for doing a good job. All right, well, our lesson says...You have a lot of flexibility, both in the sideways direction and also vertically.
Yeah, so let's talk about this word alignment. Alignment is when you line things up. So what kinds of things might need alignment?
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Maybe if you have a machine that uses batteries, you need to align those batteries exactly in the machine for it to work.
Or what about books on a bookshelf?
Hmm.
You may need to align the books so that they're all...standing up straight.
Well, think of some other things that need proper alignment. But right now, it's time for us to visit Linda in the editor's summary.
Wireless car charging. Just exactly what is it? Y-tricity is excited that Toyota and the Infiniti version of the Nissan Leaf, or LE, have become their customers. Next year, Toyota will be installing Y-tricity's wireless charging into their cars.Because Y-tricity uses magnetic resonance precise alignment between the transmitter on the ground and the car's receiver are not necessary to charge these electric cars. This gives a lot more flexibility to the system. And it's getting commercialized. Not bad.
Thank you, Linda. So, Gabe, what do you think of wireless car charging so far?
I think it's a great idea. If you already have an electric vehicle or an EV, then why not go with wireless car charging?
Right, why not? Well, anyway, we have more to learn about the wireless car charging tomorrow, so be sure to join us right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
Good friend, last a lifetime.